أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون. هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. سلام الرحيم. وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان؟ إنه لكم عدو مبين. وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم.
We begin with the praises of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent, we send peace, salutation, the choicest of salawat upon our noble master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fassalli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma la taj'alna biman labisa libasa shuhra fa'albasahu Allahu libasa dhillah. Respected brothers, sisters and friends in Islam, last week we had left off discussing the verses related to where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of the resurrection of insan and how this human being will be resurrected and he will grow and only the coccyx, the bottom composite of the spinal cord will remain, and this insan, he will re-resurrect himself. Allah Azza wa Jal will cause him to resurrect and he will find himself standing and ready for accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this human being, when the earth announces to him that he should stand up and he should recreate himself, or he will be recreated, this will be a time of absolute chaos. It will be a time of absolute turmoil. Last week we discussed the narration wherein Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every person will be hufatan, uratan, that every person will be naked, they will be unclothed, they will be bareheaded, they will have no shoes on. And in some narrations it is also mentioned that man and human being will return to the absolute fitrah, the natural way that he was created. In other words, that he will even be the natural creation as, or the natural physical state, how he came out from the womb of his mother in the case of a male. And in that case, Aisha radiallahu anha asked that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that won't it be that man and women, they will be tempted with each other. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, O Aisha, the matter of Qiyamah will be something which will be far more severe than that, that insan will want to give in to their own desire. Like a person who has complete, absolute stress, you know, when we have something on the mind, something important, then at that time a person, you know, the last thing that is on the mind of a person is desire, temptation, fulfillment of need. These are the last things that are on the mind of a person. So at that time in Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, Aisha, the matter of Qiyamah is far more severe. We mentioned the narration of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he, when he will find his father in that state, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where his father will ask him that, Ibrahim, that now I realize that what you told me, it was the truth. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will tell him that, O Azar, O my father, I told you in the world that you should listen to me, the instruction that I am the Prophet of Allah, I am the Messenger of Allah. And at that time, man ashraka billah faqad hurrimat alayhi al-jannah, that person who committed shirk and associated partners with Allah, then Allah has made Jannah haram on that person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that mufihi mujibatan, that there are two necessitators. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa mal mujibatan, that what are the two necessitators? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, man amana billah faqad dakhal al-jannah, that the first necessitator is that person who brought iman on Allah, that person will enter into Jannah. وَمَنْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ دَخَلَ النَّارِ, and that person who committed shirk, they will enter into Jahannam. The father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be flung into Jahannam. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's attention will be turned elsewhere. So this time of Qiyamah will be a time of absolute chaos. مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ, that when people are resurrected at that time, there will be a caller, an angel that Allah will appoint at the field of resurrection and Qiyamah, that where accountability and hisab will occur. There will be this angel which will be calling people to that direction. But there will be chaos and people will be going in every single direction. Nobody will know where to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the scene of that day, that مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ, that Qiyamah, resurrection, is not difficult on Allah. That just like you, O human being, as an analogy, what difficulty do you experience in the winking of an eye? Nothing. You are even oblivious to it. You don't even know that you have winked your eye. It takes no effort. It takes no concentration. A man, a human being, loses nothing from the wink of an eye. Allah Azza wa Jal says that the sight and the reality of Qiyamah is such, كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ, that this is just like the wink of an eye. مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا, that when people are resurrected from their graves, they will do so hurriedly. The people will be running in every different direction. It won't be that people will be standing. You know, many of us, we think that we are in control of every situation, that nothing can overwhelm me. I'm a person who has a very calm temperament. But the scene of Qiyamah, that every person's patience will be lost, his temperament will be lost, the cool-headedness will be gone, the calmness will be a thing of dunya. Quran says, يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا, that every person will be running in every different direction. كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبِ يُوفِضُونَ, how aptly Quran describes it, like how a person will be running to a goal, to an objective. They won't be standing around, that okay, I'll stand, see, decide what to do next. Nothing, سِرَاعًا, that everybody will be just running to the direction of hisab and accountability. This will be the chaos that will be ensuing. Absolute darkness, nothing, no direction, no instruction, nothing. And at this time, Quran describes an amazing scene. That what will come to benefit at that time, Quran says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that remember that day. What an apt way Quran describes it in. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, يعني أذكر يوم, remember that day as if it is so absolute that is it is already occurring. Quran describes it in those terms. Quran describes it in terms of the past, that it is so absolute that there is no doubt, that remember, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that insan picture that day where you will see this distinction between the believing males and the believing females. Why does Allah separate? In many places in Quran, Allah describes generically injunctions. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, unless there is a ruling which is in particular to the female of this ummah, then Quran separates. قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكْ وَبَنَاتِكْ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, if there is something in particular related to the females, إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, then Allah separates and addresses the females with that separation. But otherwise, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that O you who believe, male and female, all are included. But in this ayah of Qiyam, Allah separates. تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that you will see the believing males and you will see the believing females. Why the distinction? Because every man, his iman only at that time will be of benefit to him. And every female, only her iman will be of benefit to you. Not even husband and wife can benefit each other with their iman. In the world, we are support for each other. In fact, the male is responsible to a large degree for many matters. The female is responsible to a large degree for many matters. And each one of them are a support for each other. But in Qiyamah, even that person who was your absolute total support in this world, that relationship is useless. That's why Quran says, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, the listen males of the ummah and listen females of the ummah. Every one of you at this point, your independence, your dependence is only on your matter. تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that you will see on this day distinction between the disbelievers, between the hypocrites, and between the mu'mineen. Allah describes first the scene of the mu'mineen. تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, that you will see their noor. In this absolute darkness, you will see the believing males and females. You will see their noor. What noor? The noor of iman. When Allah describes and uses the term noor in Quran, then it refers either to one of three things. Either it refers to iman, either it refers to Quran, or either it refers to a'mal. Only in these three contexts has the word noor been used in the Quran. Occasionally, it has some different meaning dependent on interpretation. But by and large, either it depends, it refers to iman, either it refers to Quran, or either it refers to a'mal. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ, that person whom Allah has opened his heart, Allah has given him contentment on Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ, then that person is on a noor, on a light which Allah has ignited in his heart. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, Allah is the friend of those who bring iman. He takes them out from dhulumat ila nur, from the darkness to the light to nur. So Allah describes nur in Quran as iman. And then Allah describes it, Quran also as nur. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا, that O you who believe, you should bring iman on Allah and His Messenger, وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا, and the noor that we have revealed, noorum min Allah, yahdi bihi Allahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that nooran mubina, that the Quran, it is a noor. So on that day, tara al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, yas'a nooruhum bayna aydihim wa bi'aymanihim. Listen to this carefully, what an amazing way Allah describes it. Yas'a nooruhum bayna aydihim, that this light, which in this dunya, it is part of their heart, it is part of their limbs. That's why iman and noor, a'mal. This is all in reality, it engulfs the entirety of a mu'min with light and nur. He's different from a kafir, because a kafir is filled with dhulumat, with darkness. The mu'min, his heart is lit with iman. His limbs are filled with iman. On the surface, every person looks the same, but the reality of the internal is different in the sight of Allah. On the surface, every person is the same, but the surface means nothing. In Allah la yanzuru, Allah Azza wa Jal does not look at your outward. Many of us know this hadith. Allah doesn't look at the outward of a person, what his appearance is. What does he look like? Whether he is white, whether he is black, whether whatever appearance he looks like. In the sight of Allah, it means absolutely nothing. It's valueless. Allah is concerned with the inside of this person, the nur that this person emanates. Ata ibn Abi Rabah radiallahu anhu, I mentioned him a few weeks ago in one of the Jumu'ah talks. He was one of the great muhaddithin, mufassirin. He was of African origin. He was of African origin and he was from the students of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. An amazing person. His biography is so stunning that one will be left dumbfounded. He was a person who, in his appearance, he was somebody, this is described, that he had a flat nose. In appearance, his one side of his body was paralyzed. He was blinded. He used to walk with a very severe limp on one side. And he was a person who, when he used to speak, he used to stutter. Yet, he was that person who did not leave the haram of Makkah Mukarrama for 20 years. He spent 20 years of his life in the company of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a person who, from among the great mufassirs and commentators of the Quran, he was one of those persons and is one of those persons who is recognized to be one of the most knowledgeable people of Quran. Allah doesn't look at the surface of a person. It's completely immaterial, irrelevant. So inside a person is full of nur. This nur which a person has in dunya, in the form of iman, in the form of Quran, in the form of a'mal, on the day of qiyamah, yas'a nuruhum. Allah will give this nur physicality. It will come out from a person and it will be in front of that person. Yas'a nuruhum bayna aydihim. The entirety, the level proportionate to the strength of the iman of a person, so his nur will come out in front of him. Proportionate to his love, recitation, and his proportionate to his understanding, proportionate to his practice on Quran, all of that iman, that nur will come in front of him. That's why when we told in dunya to make effort on iman, this is what is meant. For that particular moment when that iman comes out in qiyamah, Quran says, بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. It will be in front of a person, وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. And it will be on the right of a person. Mufassirun have written that why did Allah say in front and on the right of a person? Because Allah only wants to guide a person ahead and to the right via his iman and a'mal, because that is the destination of Jannah. Jahannam lies on the left. And hence, there should be no light or guidance towards that left to Jahannam. Allah only wants to guide a person to Jannah. So imagine on that day, yas'a nuruhum bayna aydihim wa bi'aymanihim. In Surah Al-Tahrim, Allah describes at that time, when the mu'min, he will see his iman in front of him. He will see his a'mal in front of him. Then the words will come out from his mouth, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. That, oh Allah, complete our nur for us. Oh Allah, complete our nur. You know what he'll remember at that time? Oh Allah, you know all those little minor good deeds that I done, oh Allah, just little bit more light. You know, remember that other good deed I done, oh Allah, are you sure that account has been taken and has that surfaced as nur? يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا. And oh Allah, forgive us. Every mu'min, he'll be saying this, oh Allah, forgive me. for the weaknesses, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. That whatever wrong I done, oh Allah, forgive that, can that also be transferred into nur. And at that time, as this mu'min, everybody is in darkness, and every person is only standing in his own light of iman, and his own light of his a'mal. And at that time, the glad tidings already will be coming to him. Bushraakumul yawma jannat. That today, Jannah is a glad tiding for you. You are going to go to Jannah. It's for that moment that we make amal, we make effort on our iman. When that iman takes a physical form of nur. And then Allah describes on the other side what will be happening. Now each person is standing there, proportionate to the light of his iman. That person who had a strong iman, imagine how much his light will engulf. If that person who had a weaker level of iman, his will be like a torch. Somebody's iman will be like the light. It will give him the light of iman like a battery that is getting flat. You know, something will flicker. That the little bit desperation, the few steps that a person can take. And then, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. The hypocrites, they will come. And they'll see all these people en route now, walking to Jannah. And they will come and they will say, Unzuruna. Can you just turn your attention to us? Can you just turn your attention, Unzuruna? You know, just look in our direction. Naqtabis min nurikum. That we can draw, we can steal, we can benefit from some of your nur. Just look in our direction. Naqtabis min nurikum. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. On that day it will be said that, listen, nobody benefits from anybody else's deeds. Nobody benefits from anybody else's a'mal. You go to the back, فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. You go and look for your own nur, bring your own iman, bring your own a'mal, and that will give you a light. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. At this juncture, فَضُّرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُّورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. Quran says that this time a wall will be drawn between the two. Those who have the nur of iman and those who don't have it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the one side of this wall, بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. That the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are flowing on one side. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And the other side, Allah's punishment, these people will know that they are doomed and destined for adab. In desperation, they will call out, يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. They will call out to those on that side, were we not with you? Were we not from the people of iman? Allah save us from hypocrisy. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to be particularly concerned about this. Often, he would go to Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu and he would ask, that, oh Hudhayfa, is my name on the list of the hypocrites? Is my name on the list of the munafiqeen? And so, yunadunahum alam nakum ma'akum. Were we not with you? Did we not act like you? Did we not behave like you? These are the hypocrites in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, who on the surface even participated in battles. These are the hypocrites on the surface that they would even be present in the masjid for salah. These are the hypocrites, and yet Allah called them hypocrites. These were the people who on the surface they behaved in a particular way. But iman had not penetrated into their hearts. So they will say, but were we not with you? The answer will come, قَالُوا بَلَا وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. What was the reality? فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That you caused all type of tribulation and trial to yourself. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ. That what did you do? You fell into doubt. You fell into the trap and the snare of the matters of this world. Until that time came, وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. That in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you even lost confidence in Allah azza wa jal. So this nur of a person will either lead a person to Jannah, or it will either lead a person to Jahannam if a person doesn't have enough iman and if a person doesn't have enough a'mal. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that one should protect themselves from what? From the minimum and the minor sins. Because even that will affect the nur of iman of a person. And one should not delay in doing even a minor deed, because even that will contribute to the iman of a person. May Allah make us from them. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when each person, now this entire mankind, they will come and they will be driven and come to the plains of Qiyamah. At this point an announcement will be made. The ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنْ يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنْ. That this is that day on which تَغَابُنْ, there will be this day of uncertainty, that a person will not know where they are destined to go. Are they destined to go into Jannah? Are they destined to go in Jahannam? And then one angel will come, and then he will announce that أَيْنَ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَطَاعُونِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct an angel to announce that أَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ الَّذِي أَطَاعُونِي وَحَفِظُوا عَهْدِي بِالْغَيْبِ. That we are those servants of mine, from all of those who are gathered, we are those servants of mine who obeyed me and they safeguarded my covenant بِالْغَيْبِ in secrecy. We are those servants of mine who obeyed me and they safeguarded my covenant in secrecy. What does this mean? That not those servants who are pious, who are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal in public. Those people who in secrecy, in quiet, alone, when temptation and desire, it was possible to fulfill it. That announcement will be made that you who at that time feared me, you didn't break my instruction at that time, you obeyed me at that time, حَفِظُوا بِالْغَيْبِ. That's why the person who fears Allah in secrecy, what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? That the best hour. Sahabi came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, which is the best hour? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the best hour is that hour in the darkest portion of the night. That is the best hour for a mu'min. Why? Because that person who at that time, when nobody is looking, you know, nobody is going to give him any good comments about his piety. Nobody will observe him in the corner of the masjid making two extra raka'at of salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that is the best hour. That person, those who feared me in secrecy, that you should, the announcement will be made, that where are these from all of insan? Fayaqumun. These people will stand up. They will know that we were those who feared Allah in quiet and secrecy. And on account of that, already they are coming with the nur of their iman and a'mal. But more than that, they will stand up ka'annama wujuhuhum al-badri. Wujuhuhum al-badri. It will be as though their faces are like the 14th full moon. And they will be given a higher level of nur. They will be riding on mounts of nur. In other words, their iman, it will be so strong that it will be embellished, it will be bejeweled, it will be beautified with jewels and pearls, this iman of theirs. And it will carry them higher. And then they will literally float on this ala ru'usil khala'iq, over all of the heads of creation. These people who are man yakhafuhu bil ghayb, who feared Allah in the unseen. Imagine now the iman is so strong. It will even set them apart from the rest. That they will now be flying with this nur over all of the creations. And then this nur of their iman will bring them until where? Hatta yaqumu bayna yadayil arsh. They will be brought right in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will be made to rest there. Allah Azza wa Jal will address them first. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُمْ السَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَطَاعُونِي وَحَفِظُوا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِي بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that peace and salam be to you who obeyed me and fulfilled my covenant in secrecy and quiet. أَنَا إِصْطَفَيْتُكُمْ وَأَنَا إِجْتَبَيْتُكُمْ وَأَنَا أَخْتَرْتُكُمْ. Allah will say that I chose you. These are all synonyms of the same word. That I chose you from all of my creation. اذهبوا فادخلوا الجنة بغير حساب. that you who feared me in secrecy, that you go and you enter into Jannah without any reckoning. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمُ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. That's why, what did Allah say? أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. This same term, that listen, the friends of Allah, what about them? لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That there is no fear for them, and neither are they to have worry, any anxiety at all in Qiyamah. That same wording is used in this hadith, that أُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that going to enter into Jannah without accountability, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ, that there is no fear on you, there is no anxiety, no worry, no concern, go and enter into Jannah. In other words, that who is the wali of Allah? The wali of Allah, the pious of Allah, is not that person, subhanallah. It's not that person who, you know, is flying in the sky on a broomstick. The wali of Allah is not that person who can perform miracles. The wali of Allah is not that person who may be having in his hand 24/7 a musabbiha, a tasbih. That is not the definition of a wali of Allah. The definition of a wali of Allah in this age that you and I live is that person who is able to abstain totally from sin in public and in private. That person is a wali of Allah. That person who's fulfilling the fundamentals of his deen, and he abstains from wrong, from disobedience, from sin in public and in private. That person, Quran, hadith is saying that that person is a wali. He is a friend of Allah. These days we want, you know, bombastic definitions of who is a wali of Allah. You have to have a certain appearance, a certain mannerism, certain things you need to do, you know, a wali of Allah. In certain parts of the world, you need to have a particular kind of colored clothing which you wear, then that ascribes you to a certain level of piety. It describes you if you're wearing green or orange, or who knows, the more technicolor it gets, the more pious you become, or so, something like that. This has nothing to do with being a wali of Allah. The wali of Allah wears the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The wali of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah is to wear white. Rasulullah preferred, under all circumstances, to wear white. That was his preference. So the wali of Allah is that person who in secrecy, he is the person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will announce, so now you go into Jannah. And these people, on these mounds of the iman, in pearls, they will, what will happen? فَيَمُرُّونَ عَلَى السِّرَاطِ. They will pass over the bridge of Sirat كالبرق الخاطف, like the strike of a lightning. How fast that occurs, they will pass over this. And then they will come to the doors of Jannah. فَفُتِحَ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُهَا. They will be expecting their arrival and they will enter into Jannah and they'll be gone. The rest of makhluq, the rest of all creation are still there in Hashar. People will say, فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَيْنَ فُلَانٍ. People will ask, where's so and so? Where's that family member of ours? You know that relative we used to say that he is, you know, only going out in tabligh. He is only hanging out with the ulama. Oh, he is only involved in ilm. He is only in the masjid all the time. He only spent his time making dhikr, Quran. He wanted to practice on sunnah. You know, he was from the ansif. Where are they? This is the discussion that, where's this one? Where's fulan? Where's fulan? Where's this one? Where's that? And the answer will come, وَذَلِكَ حِينَ يَسْأَلُ بَعْضُهُمْ. An announcer will say, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. That's the next ayah. That announcer will say that, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. That look, you're asking where is so and so, that أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, the people of Jannah, فِي شُغُلٍ. That they are in a work. You know, we all know what shughul means. Shughul means work, mashghul. Quran says, the people of Jannah, fi shughulin faqihun, they will be busy with the joyful things of Jannah. Now the word shughul means one becomes tired. One becomes tired. But there's no ta'ab, there's no nasab in Jannah. That a person will be, okay, not 9 to 5, but at least 1-2 hours work in Jannah. There's no shughul, there's nothing. So what will a person do? That's why somebody said, but in Ashab al-Jannati al-Yawma fi shughulin fakihun, what will they be doing in all these joyous things? You know, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which I'm sure whether I want to go down this discussion, I'll only mention one or two narrations. It's just not inappropriate, but Wallahu A'lam. Anyway, I don't want to start that discussion of what shughul means. Shughul means that a person who will go into Jannah, shughul means that he will only be busy with the pleasures and the joys of Jannah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this shughul year means that a male will only be involved all the time with his wives of Jannah. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ لَيُعَانِقُ الْحَوْرَىٰ. That the people of Jannah, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Mu'anaqa means to hug. But it doesn't mean hug in its literal sense here. يُعَانَقُ الْحَوْرَىٰ. It's not going to be hugging the hours of Jannah. يُعَانَق means that he'll be intermingling with them and interacting with them in a way that a male does with a female. 70 sanatan. This one act once will go on for 70 years. La yamulluha wa la tamulluhu. So everybody's listening carefully now. La yamulluha wa la yamulluhu. He won't become tired, she won't become tired. For 70 years this will continue. That's why Mullah Tariq Jamil, Allah reward him, he always mentions that narration, that when a person comes into Jannah, then he'll see all of these maidens of Jannah waiting in front of him. And one will call him and say that, come, you have been given to me. And he'll ask, but where did you come from? He said, oh, you remember the two rakats of salah you made? Allah made my nikah because of those two rakats of salah. Oh, you remember you gave that zakah? This is because of that. Remember you gave that da'wah? You went out, you done these good deeds. So for everyone, every two rakats, one hur. Every sadaqah, one hur. You know, somebody said, you know, the famous question, because there are some sisters listening. So, but what will the ladies do? What will the women of Jannah do? Actually it's a very serious question. Some people have become misguided in this regard. And they have tried to create proportionate equality between males and females. Actually the reality is, somebody asked, somebody said, you see, the males of this ummah, Allah knows that they are so weak, you just need to bribe them with women and they'll do a'mal. Just say for everything you do, you're going to get one woman here, one day in Jannah. And so, you know, men will just become so infatuated with it and they'll just carry on doing so much a'mal. That is the reality of it. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that a man, he will interact with a woman 70 sanat and she won't become tired. And he won't become tired. وَكُلَّمَا أَتَاهَا وَجَدَهَا بِكْرًا. That every time he comes back to her, after 99,000 years, some narrations, at a minimum level, every male of Jannah will get 70 alfa huran. He'll be getting 70,000 hurs. And if he spends 70 years with all that 70,000, can you imagine by the time he comes back to number one, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, وَجَدَهَا بِكْرًا. He will find that she has reacquired her state of bakara. She has reacquired a state of virginity. وَكُلَّمَا عَادَتْ إِلَيْهَا رَجَعَ شَهْوَتَهُ. And every time he comes back to her, his desire will increase. فَيُجَامِعَهَا سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا. He will sleep with her and interact with her with the strength of 70 men. لَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ مَنِيٌّ. There will be no exchange of any sperm. What this means is that there is no fear of pregnancy or anything of that nature in Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in describing, I'll just end this whole story just here. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in describing this ayah, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. That the announcement will come that the people of Jannah, they are already involved in all of the luxuries, all of the joys of Jannah. Ashab al-Jannati al-Yawma fi shughulin faakihun, hum wa azwajuhum fi dhilalin ala al-ara'iki muttaki'un. That they and their wives, fi dhilalin, On all of these shadows, on all of these shades, they will be lying على الأرائك متكئون. And they will be lying on this, the most luxurious places. These people of Jannah will enter into Jannah. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. Allah says, for them in Jannah will be all of these fruits, ولهم ما يدعون, and whatever they ask for, whatever instruction they give, this will come to them. سلام قولا من رب الرحيم. And the statement of salam will be من رب الرحيم, will come to them from the most merciful Lord. It is mentioned in the hadith that بين أهل الجنة في نعيمهم, that whilst the people of Jannah are enjoying all of their luxuries, that everybody will be in Jannah and they'll be enjoying all of the luxuries of Jannah. And at that time, one day suddenly, سَيَضَعُ لَهُمْ نُورٌ فَوْقَ رُؤُسِهِمْ, they will see that this effulgence of light will be on top of their heads. فَإِذَا الرَّبُّ أَشْرَفَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest Himself on top of them. فَقَالَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, oh, assalamu alaykum, and peace be upon you to the people of Jannah. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving salam to the people of Jannah. And at that time, the people of Jannah will become so fixated with the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is befitting to the effulgence of Allah azza wa jil, the people of Jannah will become so fixated with this that they will not turn their gaze away. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, that the people of Jannah will fall down into sujood for time immemorial. And then when they lift their heads, they will see that this effulgence is still there. The narrations mentioned millions and millions of years will pass like this, that the people of Jannah will be completely intoxicated with the effulgence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. Quran goes on to describe, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, that listen, at this time when the people of Jannah will be in Jannah, enjoying all of the luxuries and all of the benefits without hisab, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, that today will be separated, أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, that you who are the mujrimun, who are the oppressors, who didn't bring belief, those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today you will be separated. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ, that did we not tell you, O son of Adam, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ, that you should not worship shaytan? Did we not give you an instruction that you should not worship shaytan? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran goes on to describe these various ayat, which we'll carry on next week, because the worship of shaitan takes many forms and many different shapes. Of course, the obvious form is the shape of shirk, but there are many other forms that a person falls into the worship of shaitan. And Quran describes this, that today those who fell into the worship of shaitan, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ, they will be separated from all of those who, had made effort on the iman, and all of those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secrecy. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the understanding and the practice of all of these ayat. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Inshallah, so a few announcements for next week. Isha salah is changing to 8:10 next week. So tafsir inshallah will continue after Isha from next week, because it's going to be a bit too early inshallah to do this after Maghrib. So after Isha, which means that more or less tafsir will start around 8:25, but we won't continue later than 9 o'clock, just so that as Isha comes earlier, inshallah, it will give us a bit more time. Inshallah. The second announcement is also tomorrow. For those of us who are unaware, there's a ladies' class starting, the Arba'een of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah will be discussed. This is a sisters-only hadith class. Inshallah, please pass this message on. This is from 11:45 a.m. until 12:45 p.m. This will happen every Wednesday, inshallah, in the ladies section. Also, inshallah, on Saturdays, there is a teenage girls class which has started. We used to have it in the past. But this has been reignited, so it's every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12 o'clock. From I think it's 10:30 to 12 or 10 o'clock to 11:30. Either way, it's just around there. 10:30, I think it starts. And this is for only teenage girls. I think it's from age 14 upwards. So please, inshallah, those who are interested, many a time, teenage daughters, this is a very sensitive age group, especially those who are going to school. They don't have time for madrasa. They in the higher classes at school, so there is no time to come to madrasa. They cannot attend on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. So this is an opportunity to get them involved in the environment of the masjid. So please, inshallah, pass this message. And also, the due to the demand, and as we used to have in the past, there is a boys' youth program which is restarting, and this will be starting on the 1st of April. Alhamdulillah, we have Qari Safwan and Brother Adam and some of our other young friends in the masjid who will be assisting with this youth program. So this is for age 13 or 14 upwards. So inshallah, please diarize that and try and get involved in that program, in the assisting of that program, inshallah.